بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There was a struggle carrying on in India to free India from oppression. People that are aware, they know the extent of the oppression. Just in one single spot, Chandni Chowk, a busy intersection in Delhi, there are approximately 20,000 ulama-e-kiram that were hanged. The crime being, they are Muslims. No other apparent crime, just for them being Islam, and they were being hung. The ulama and the public noticed the zulm, the oppression that was carrying on, and they had to free India from the oppression of the invaders. So in that there were differences. Some felt the better option was to join up with the Congress. It was a coalition between Muslims and Hindus, and others felt that the better thing was to have a pure Islamic party. That was the league. Both had great ulama. On one end was Hazrat Madani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So they were on the one end, and on the other end, it would seem Hazrat Thani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was supportive of the other. Maybe not very clearly, but from the writings we make out, was more or less supportive of this. So when you have this type of a situation, then there's a lot of gossiping that carries on. Now we need to understand that information is not for everybody. You may ask why. Why don't we have, or why shouldn't we be allowed the access to information? So for information, what is most important is you must have the understanding of dissemination of news, the correctly. Receiving it, digesting it, and then disseminating. But if you don't have the ability of digesting or disseminating, then you will cause a problem. Now, what brings about that weakness in digesting? So there's different factors. Sometimes a person is, by nature he is suspicious. Someone by nature is superstitious. Someone by nature is too quick to jump to conclusions, very quick. So when you are suspicious, superstitious, very quick to jump to conclusions, or there may be a level of prejudice, right? I ask you, can you arrive at the right conclusions? You may think that I'm doing the right thing, but at some level you will understand that you are superstitious, you are suspicious, you are prejudiced, right? Or you are too quick in making decisions, right? So at some point you begin to realize. So then that's not your position, right? So some act may be an act of ibadat, may be important, but you will not be allowed to engage in that. Rasulullah Pakistan Prasam is advising Abu Zar, in ni araka da'ifan, I see you weak. La taqdiyanna bayna asnayn, you must not preside even between two people. There's a case that you don't preside. Wala tatawallanna mala yateemin, and you don't become in charge of the wealth of a yateem. Now look at it, to take care of the yateem is a great act of ibadat. In fact, sometimes it's farz-e kifaya. Then presiding over a case is also very important, otherwise there's no justice. But Rasulullah is advising Abu Dharr, you don't get involved in this. I see there's some weakness in you. So some person is a little bit weak. When he's weak, then he doesn't know how to go about doing it. He can become overwhelmed with the situation. He may overreact, and he may jump to the wrong conclusions, though his intention is right. But now he just heard the news and straight away shall fire him. Then after some time, then he realizes that no, I've done the wrong thing. So what is the advice that's given? You don't take in charge of this. That's why the hadith says that when you're judging over a case, there can be three situations, three types of people. One person is ma'jur, is rewarded. He knows the Sharia procedure and he follows the procedure, so he is rewarded. One is the one that knows the procedure, but he deliberately goes wrong. He's obviously sinful. And the third is he doesn't know it, and he wants to take that position of deciding that he's obviously wrong. So when there is a conflict, then all of us want to give the 2 cents. He's right and he's not right. So all of us have assumed the position of judges, magistrates and hakims. So are we in the position when there's senior people, great people, and there's a conflict, right? Are we in a position to decide between them? Now, it's nice to see how the elders behaved. This whole ikhtilaf is taking place in India. As I show that this Muhammad Zakariya Sahib is in the midst of all this. So they asked him, who do you think is on the right? This one or that one? Both Buzrugan Ali. Imam Madani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and Imam Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He says, I don't feel myself fit to be judging over them. They're such great people, I can't judge over them. So I can't say who's right, who's wrong. But then, when I seen the scene, I thought of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, when he was asked about Al-Qama and Aswad. So he says, I don't find myself in a position of even taking the names, let alone me presiding over them. So in these type of conflicts, what are we supposed to be doing? See, a Muslim, he needs to take care. Ittaqullah, take care. So you take care of what? You take care of your time. You take care of your wealth, right? You take care of your energy. And number 4, you take care of your deen. These are about the 4 things that you take care of. Take care of your time, take care of your energy, of your wealth, and of your deen, right? I think this will cover everything up, right? Now, if we don't take care of these things, are we getting engaged in discussions, right? But no, he was right and he is not right. He shouldn't have said this. Why did he say this? Yeah, he's wrong. So we've taken a position of a judge. We've taken the position of a hakim. And the hakim has got 3 levels, 3 situations. One is totally rewarded, perfectly rewarded, and the other 2 are sinful, where you know it and you follow the wrong procedure. And number 3 is where you don't know it at all. So then what is the sensible thing to do? Like a Muslim, one is needs to take care, right? If he doesn't take care of his time, of his wealth, of his energy, of his deen, what's going to happen? Like in this day and time, this mass disregard for time, mad disregard, not a sensible mad disregard. Because you look at an average person, then the time that he spends on his phone, technology, etc. is averaging between 4 and 6 hours, an average person. Right? And then you get even learned persons are spending time on this thing here. And if you discourage them, then they feel irritable. How must we live? How can we do? How can we work without this thing? They feel so irritable, right? But the same person, if you ask, why you spend so much of time on your phone, etc., etc., do you find time to recite Quran Sharif? You are a hafiz, and when you're not so occupied, then you should be at least doing minimum at least 5 sipara in the day. How much of time do you find reciting the Quran Sharif? How much time do you find in making your zikr, etc.? How much of time do you find in seeing to it that your namaz is done with the takbir ula? Can't find the time. But for that, he will definitely find the time. And he will definitely see that there is a need for that. For that, he will see that there is a need. And then, most of the time is on a group. So now, what has happened? The group has become your advisor, has become your consultant. Whatever the group says, so there can be two situations. If you listen to the group, then they will adore you, they will respect you, they will take you along. And if you move away from them, then they will ostracize you, they will break you, they will distance themselves. So now a person has got a choice to keep within the group or to break away. If I say the truth and I say what is right, then they will break me away, they will cut me away. And if I don't say the right, then I'll have to compromise, right? So then, the obvious question that will come afterwards is, who's first in my life? Before everybody, before my asatiza, my mashayikh, my parents, who's come first? Allah Pak comes first. So it will amount to this, that you have given Allah Ta'ala a second position. And all these people here have been the first person, the guru, the circle, they have taken the first place, they mustn't be disappointed, otherwise they'll break me away. Then, what will be their formula? See. So then the group then decides for you, this is how you must reason, this is how you must think. Someone tells you that this is the hadith you must present. So the whole idea and design is presented by the group. The old way was by hadith says, Al-Barakatu Ma'a Akabirikum. Barakat is with your elders. Elders is not any elder. Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullah says that elder is the elder who's got a good sound knowledge of fiqh, of hadith, and of the Quran Sharif. So that's the elder. So his fiqh is alright, it's quite sound. Hadith is quite sound, and Quran Sharif is quite sound. Obviously, now if he will advise you, in the light of the Quran, the Hadith, and Fiqh. But if it is that he doesn't have that capability, he doesn't have that level of understanding, maybe he can correct you in small things. But in the major things, then he mustn't assume that position. Because he doesn't have that level of soundness in Hadith, in Quran, and in fiqh, so how is he going to guide you? These are small things, ghibat, stay away, look after your tongue, look after your eyes, those things he can guide. But these things that are above him, then the Quran Sharif says, لا تخفو ما ليس لك به علم. You don't have the knowledge for it, then don't go after it. Now, the person that is not cut out for it, he doesn't have the soundness, that rusukh, and then for convenience, we say, alright, go to this person here, for convenience. See whatever he says. I ask you, is there the intervention of nafs or not? Is there the intervention of nafs or not? And see how what the Quran Sharif says, لا تتبعي الهوى فيضل لك عن سبيل. You're going to go listen to nafs, you're going to be gone, khalas. See? So this is an important thing, but we don't understand. So your time is important, your energy is important, your wealth is important, your deen is important. But now, Our value is only in wealth, only restricted and confined in wealth. And the wealth, 95% on personal pleasure. Five or I do something for this money, that one, 95%. So if the wealth goes, we get become very irritable. So the thing that manipulates and maneuvers our lives is the wealth. And we don't realize that the energies that we've got are equally important. Time is equally important, right? Information is equally important. Deen is important. I just gave one example, right? That information and how it can corrupt the mind. You've got a 25-year relationship with your wife, enjoying, happy, nowadays they say. What? What? Davi and all that here. Lovey-dovey and all that, right? Can't get the words right. So, you got that lovey-dovey relationship. Excellent, going everything very well, right? Even if it's 15 years, even if it's 10 years, but lovey-dovey, everything going very well. Now, you went out, and one person came and told, you know, your wife was in the mall yesterday. Now, you know she was in the mall, right? And she was talking to a strange person, and we saw them in a little bit of an awkward position, the way they were discussing, and the way they were getting on. Now you got a 10-year, 15-year, 25-year relationship, and one information, just one line of information, call it misinformation, call it a rumor, call it a fabrication, but what will it do to your relationship? What does it do? So that means we don't have the level, the capacity of digesting. We don't have the level of administrating. So when we don't have the level of digesting, and we don't know how to administer, then is it the sensible thing for us to listen to every information and every news? Is the right thing? Yes, you got that level, the level of digesting, thinking it well. Then if you administer it, then you administer it right. But one single line of information can cause an explosion in your mind. Then are you the right person to take all this information? What's the need for you to take that information? What was the need for you to then corrupt your mind? Your mind was going smooth. And then this news here you heard, that one you heard, and third one you heard, and then that exploded your mind. I say, did it do any good for you? Hazrat Shaykh Sadi Rahmatullah is a man of a lot of experience, extensive experience. A lot of gave a long life, 120 years of age. And he was very well traveled. He went past India, even Deoband. So he's passed away, he's the student of Allama Jauzi, 7th century. Well, he passed all these places, right? But very wise, very, very balanced. So he was passing Baitul Muqaddas. As he's passing Baitul Muqaddas, there was a struggle between the Muslims and the Christians, right? So they thought that he's a Jasus, a spy, so they imprisoned him. One acquaintance got him, saw him, and paid about 10 dirhams or something, and he bailed him out. After he bailed him out, he got him married to his daughter for 1,000 dirhams. So the wife is now, woman, now they have to look for something to smash the husband down. Yeah, I did this, you know, what I did for you, you know, came to live in Spingo Beach for you, I did this, you know what I did for you, what could I make? So the same record, the way to play this, how the way to handle it, Janal, what about Qurbani? Too much, man. Very good, very good. You have to play it with them, because just now you need them again. And if you don't play it with them, there will be a fight. But now Sheikh Sadi is showing it. See, so the wife is giving it to him once. Say, you know you, my father, he bailed you out for 10 dirhams. So Sheikh Sadi is quite sharp, very intelligent. Dunya, you know, say jahadida, he's seen the world. Yeah, he freed me for 10, and he imprisoned, he locked me up for 1,000. See. So it's experience also that counts, right? It's not just your education and knowledge, it's your experience, how things work, how things operate. So he says, چون خدا خواهی پردائے کسی درید. When Allah Ta'ala wishes to tear that veil, see that veil is protecting you, right? It's not you. It's Allah Ta'ala for that protective veil. People are respecting the veil. Not you. What you are? What are you? Nothing. There's a veil over you. Allah Ta'ala protect this. Haji Sahab, Haji Mawlana, Hazrat has come to us as a party. You'll come there. A lot of barakat will get. So what they're respecting? They're respecting that parda, that veil. Not you. So he says, چون خدا خواهی پردائے کسے درید. Says, when Allah Pak wants to tear that veil, then you'll see him getting involved in two things. Mainly two things, right? One is, he will begin to speak out ill against ulama-i rabbaniyin, awliya-i kiram. Not any alim, but alim got rasukh, understanding of deen, and he served deen for so long he served deen, for good understanding of deen, good hold of deen. So you feel, no, I'm in a position, I studied in Talimuddin, so I can speak out against anybody, everybody, I got the right to do it. Why? Studied Mishkar, Bukhari Sharif, I got the right. Now you just came out, you got some tools there, but to be able to use the tools, you need to know how to use the tools. Right? You saw that doctor doing the heart operation, so he's got all the tools there, right? So you got the tools, now you try and imitate the doctor, what happened? So we say you got the tools, yes, no problem. But do you know, have you got the experience on how to use the tools? You got all the parts of the car, but do you know what part to be placed at which place? So you don't need to have the tools only, but the experience and the know-how, how to place which tool where. And you got all that, now you can see you got something. So this comes with experience, with time. It doesn't come just overnight. So now, this is the halat that we are going through. That anybody and everybody feels, no, I got the right to do it. So Shaykh Saadi, what he's saying, but when Allah Pak wants to tear the veil, expose you, right, disgrace you, then he tears the veil. And the first indication that the veil is torn is then you begin to speak about great ulama-i-kiram, awliya-i-kiram, zugan-i-deen, notwithstanding what years of service they have done. Someone has done service of deen, I can remember 55 years, 60 years. They have done service of deen, right? We will not say that they are farishtas, but they have got a standard, right? They have got a record of working for deen, striving for deen, you know. They have got a standard for that, right? So when they have got a standard, they left their mark, you know, and they're doing so much. And then now it's enormous, just came out of a madrasa 2-3 years, got some exposure to some kitab, and he wants to speak out against such persons. I say, is it fair? Not fair at all, that. So that's the indication that Allah Ta'ala has torn the veil. Second indication that Allah Ta'ala is tearing the veil is he'll engage him in sensual pleasure. And now, today, sensual pleasure, there's such a variety and so, it's so wildly spread, so easily available. So easily available, right? And more than ever, sensual pleasure, apart from women, even men, right? Men to men, boys to boys, right? So that's an indication that Allah has broken the veil, and now you're in for trouble. Unless the لَوْلَا أَن تَدَارَكَهُ نِعْمَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا. If that special grace of Allah Ta'ala doesn't get you in time, then you're gone. لَوْلَا أَن تَدَارَكَهُ نِعْمَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا. A special grace must just get you, that I can arrest you. So, it's India we're talking of, and this whole struggle is carrying on, right? And the gossiping, the news is carrying on. This side news going that side news is going that side. So there'll be three camps. Camp A, Camp B, and the in-between. The camp A, the camp B, and the in-betweeners. So one is hard on that side, one is hard on this side. He's speaking out against that one is speaking out against this one. The third one is trying to be referee. He's trying to be the judge. But I told you now, the judge must be very, very well equipped. If you're not so well equipped, say, no, it's not my cup of tea, I don't want to get involved in this. Khalas. I got my zikr, my tilawat, my Quran Sharif. I got all that to do. Let me look at my business. It's, if Allah Pak has to ask me, I'll say, Allah Pak, I don't know these things here. And there were ulama ikram. So, those respective ulama, I left it to them because I had trust in their knowledge. I left it to them. I didn't get involved because I don't have the full command over this thing here. The full command of the situation, I don't have it. When I don't have the full command, it was not right of me to get involved. Because you said, لَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِلْمٍ. But you don't have perfect knowledge, don't have proof, sound proof, then don't get engaged. So, isn't that the safest option? No, you want to. And I say, minds are either suspicious, superstitious, prejudiced, right? And sometimes it's inquisitive also, curiosity, right? That killed the cat, right? So it's this curiosity. What happened now? What's the latest? Who is giving it now? So that becomes a talk everywhere, anywhere and everywhere, that becomes a talk. Now, as though that became the deen. Whereas you look at the aslaf, the self, that was not the deen. The deen is now siyamun bin nahar wa qiyamun bil layl. They're fasting, the night, yeah, in namaz, Quran Sharif, tilawat, etc. This talk is just to the extent of need. What I need to, I'll talk. Ramadan is coming up, for example, and I need to know the masail pertaining to zakat. Like, I got some property here, I got some income here, and how do I do my zakat? Is my zakat right? Or my wife got some jewelry, and there's some diamonds, and there's some pearls, and there's some gold and silver. So how do I calculate the zakat? But I haven't been discharging the zakat for all the years now, so what's due on me? So yes, you need to know what's your obligation. So we are looking for what's his obligation and what's his obligation. That buzruk there and that alim there, what was his obligation and his obligation. But your obligation, one person came about, I think in this week here, I was inundated with all these calls, you know, all these type of things. He said this and he said that. So I will just cut the person short. So, does it concern you? Concern your deen? Concern your dunya? Concern your akhir? Then leave it out. Khalas. It doesn't concern your deen. Doesn't concern your akhir. So why are you getting involved? Why engaging in this thing? And the meanwhile, I asked one person, was a little bit blunt, right? Or upset. Quite a prominent person. But I was upset at the time. Why is he involved? He said, but you read the Fajr Namaz. Allah Pak may be maaf. But your namaz is not right. Either you're not reading Takbir al-Ula, the Quran says you're missing out. But you got the time to talk about this person and that person. That means what you are saying, what you're alluding, is when you come up on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak will ask you, there was a conflict here, and did you judge right? As though Allah Pak would ask you that question. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Someone asked him, Hazrat, you gave this person khilafat, but he doesn't deserve a khilafat. You know what he's doing. So see the answer he gave. The answer he gave is, you see, when I appointed him to become my khalifa, I didn't consult with you. Now if you want me to disappoint him, to remove him, I don't need to discuss with you. In the meanwhile, if the malaika in the grave or in the hereafter, they ask you that, why didn't you get this person removed, right? You might just say that Zakariya na mana kar diya. Zakariya said, no, don't get involved with this. That is the story. So you got 3 points to be worried about: the qabr, the hereafter, or your jannat. Qabr, the hereafter, Jannat, because The day of Qiyamah, the day when you're getting into Jannat, it's also going to be Yawmul Hasra. It'll be a day of remorse. Because you're saying, hey, this uncle here, he's parked in the corner, and he's whining at Tasbih, Quran Sharif, Namaz. He wasn't getting involved. Today, now, because of knowledge, but he is escalated. Right? He didn't waste his time. He was on the ball, he was moving. He didn't waste his time. Now, we like clever things, we got involved in all these discussions here, and we left out zikr, Quran Sharif, Namaz. Jo hamari kaam ki baatein the, humne chhod diya isko. Taaleem karna hai, to make taaleem in the house. I ask you, we get involved in all these things here. But do we know that nearly every akabir of ours, all of them, they had a daily routine of making proper taaleem in their house? Do you know that? How many of us engage in that? Yes, we can take out 1 hour for this, 1 hour for that person. But the daily taaleem, concentrated. If you look at Imam Thami Sahib, he's doing this. He's writing 1,000 kitab, but he's got time for the taaleem in the house. He's writing 1,000 kitab, but he's finishing about 8-9 sibaras every day. Every day is a routine. So how did he find the time? He found the time because he left out things that were not concerning. But now we say, no, Allah is going to ask us about why we didn't get involved in the layan. Baseless talks, we got in, we knew, why didn't we get ourselves involved? That's our mindset. That we didn't get involved. So as though Allah is going to ask us about that. Who was right? He was right or he was right? As though Allah will ask us this. So it doesn't concern this life, doesn't it concern the qabr, it doesn't concern our jannah. So why do we get involved in this? Yes, we get involved in what concerns us, what will brighten our future, brighten our qabr. You know, in business, our brains will work, right? In money, our brains will work, right? Adi Sahib is in the business, right? Maybe about 50 years, right? Your busy period, right? Maybe a year and period, busy period. And at that time, someone says, hey, bhai, Adi Sahib, you know what? How was that football? There's a game there and all that. How was it? He says, go side. You want to kill my business here? What's wrong with you? So that business, our minds work. Don't our mind work? We treat it as a real thing. We treat it as an important thing, a reality. So we don't want any interruption in that. But do we treat our deen with that level of importance? Don't you know it's a business of Allah dullukum ala tijarati. Talk of something that is going to be beneficial to your deen, to your dunya, to your person. It's going to be beneficial. Talk about that. But now, we leave out all these things and get caught in all these things here. I ask you the sensible thing. These are kabir, see, Al-Qama and Aswad. Imam Abu Hanifa is being asked, says, hey, I don't find myself in a position to even take the names. So he's an imam of a time, and he is saying this, that I can't make a judgment, I can't preside over them. But suddenly we became even more intelligent, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah, you want to preside over anybody and everybody. Is that making sense? So anyway, this whole conflict is taking place in India. I'm showing you correct time management, especially when you're approaching Ramadan, right? Otherwise, these old evil, dirty habits, they get into Ramadan, and there's a whole corruption. You know, I don't like to take any case in Ramadan. Any case, I don't like to take it. But sometimes someone will push their way this side, and then it becomes a problem. The whole routine gets spoiled up. The Tarawih, the Ramaz, the Quran Sharif, everything. But now, everybody's matter, his fight is an important thing, so he must handle it, must take it. But in Ramadan, it's not for fights and all that. And that those things can be sorted out elsewhere and other places. But why? Do you have the value for time? So, Raipuri Sahib, Ilyas Sahib, Rahmatullahi, are seated there in Sarpur. Now look at this akab, you see? It says, Al-Barkatu ma'a akabirikum. Barkat is in the ways of your elders. They are seated here, and this talk is carrying on. You know? So there's two parties, there's two camps here, and all this mudslinging is carrying on. So the Mawla Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah says, Fuyus ki na yahaan par kami hai, اور نہ وہاں پر کمی ہے. کیوں کہتا ہوں مولانا مدنی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, دیر از نو ڈیفیشنسی ان برکت اینڈ گڈنس ہیئر. وہاں تھامی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ دس میں ابسلوٹلی نو ڈیفیشنسی, بہت لوڈڈ. معترض یہاں سے بھی محروم اور وہاں سے بھی محروم. تو ون criticizes, make comments, etc., then he is deprived from this side, he is deprived from that side, both sides, he is losing out, he is lost out. Because he is made, وَتَجْعَلُوا رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ, he made that your livelihood. Just mudsling, talk, anyhow, speak about anybody. And you don't realize that sometimes you spoke about a personality and you got crashed down. One masala is carrying on in India, right, about the crow, and whether it's permissible or not. Now one buzrug in Purab, right, when Gangoi Sahib passed the fatwa, that the crow that lives off grains is permissible. So he said something that was not appropriate. The statement he made was, آج تو کوا حلال کر دیا, کل تو پتہ نہیں چیل کی بھلا کر دے گا. Today he made this halal, tomorrow vultures and eagles, all that will be halal as well. And he said, he just had to say that, and all that goodness, the spirit, the motivation, the driving had, everything just collapsed. He's trying to make istighfar, tawbah here, there, everything is just collapsed. See, one sentence and what he does. And now we are listening to these stories, and we are listening to it with a passion. What happened now? What article came out now? What is circulating now? So we are listening to this thing with a passion, and we don't realize we are approaching Ramadan. Are we killing the spirit? Are we killing the drive? Are we killing the motivation in us? Or are we giving it some air to come up again? What are we doing? He says, I made up straight away, that thing is just dying in me. When I saw that thing was dying in me, I'm making istighfar, tawbah, consulting, that thing is working. Eventually one buzruk said, see, shayad tine tune, perhaps you spoke out against some personality. See, ah man, hey, I messed it up. I spoke one sentence. In our eyes it won't seem to be a very serious sentence. I did this. So then the only way is then go ask him for maaf, go and sort that out with him. Because it's a matter between you and him. He makes you maaf, it's over, class. End of the story. See? So a lot of things happen because sometimes misinformation, half information, or prejudice, or perhaps you are suspicious or superstitious, or you're very sensitive, right? So there's a lot of factors that go into the game. But you don't realize it. No, I can judge. Abu Dharr is telling him, you don't take this, you know. Inni araka da'ifan. I see you weak. Don't get into this. So we think now we are better than Abu Dharr. Abu Dharr was a Sufi now. He didn't know all these things. He couldn't handle it. We can handle it. We can take it on. So he took the trip to the Gango. And somehow, it's a long story, Mu'ad made him maaf. He said, the moment Mu'ad maafed, and the spirit came back straight away, the whole drive, the whole move towards the akhirah, the ibadah, the dhikr, all that, just came in straight away. So nonetheless, now this discussion is taking place with Mu'ad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi and Mu'ad Raipuri Sahib Rahmatullahi. So one is saying the other, the ji chahata hai, ke Admua Thami Sahib Rahmatullah ke paas hum chale jaye unki sohbat mein. We go and sit in his company for some time. Another one said, yes, lekin hamare paas wo adab nahi hai. We don't have that adab. Perhaps hamari be-adbi ki wajah se unko kuch takleef ho jaye. We don't have that level of adab, so perhaps it will cause him some takleef. Now look at Muhammad Ilyas Sahib. What an ocean of a heart he had. See, sometimes I have to explain this to this students. Sometimes it's an elder, right? He has to listen to stories. Why he has to listen to stories? To show the person what is right. To show him how to exit. You got a divorce problem. You got a domestic problem. If I don't listen to the story, can I show you the exit? Then in that situation where you have to listen to it, because you have to show the person a way out, then Allah Pak protects you. But you don't need to listen to the story. Why must you get involved? Everybody's story, any story, why must you? You don't attach an importance to your time, to your age. Now look at what, these akabir have to do it. Right? It doesn't spoil them, it doesn't affect them. I'll give you one reason why it doesn't affect them. The second reason why it doesn't affect them, you see, they are like oceans, right? If 100 people make pisab in the ocean, that thing will just bust in and finish, khalas, isn't it? 100 people make pisab in the ocean, that is crushed, that chemical and the acid content will just burn it out, it's finished, gone. But we are like 1 liter of water, right? And someone put 1 teaspoon of pisab inside. Now, can the water manage it? Can't manage it. So you don't compare yourself to these people, they are oceans. We are just a small, not even like a liter, maybe half a cup we are. And you put 2 teaspoons of... What will happen to us? So you don't compare yourself to them. We are at a different league altogether. Sometimes they have to listen to it. And sometimes it is that their spirituality is so great, it's great as an ocean. When they are so great, then these things don't affect them. But you're not at that level. When you're not at that level, then don't you compare yourself against these people here. They say, no, nahnu rijal wa hum rijal. That's the attitude. مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْسُوَاقِ. What's the big deal? He walks in the streets and he does his shopping, we can do it, so what's wrong? What's the big deal? So that kufar mentality has filtered through. Now look at the magnanimity Allah gave at Muhammad Ilyas Sahib. He says, hum toh bachche hai. We are children. Bachche to baro ke kapre ko kabhi kharab bhi karte hai. Lekin bare to bare rehte hai. We are children. And the child sometimes, touching him, cuddling him, playing with him, makes pisab in the clothing of the elder. Vomits, right? But the elder won't take you and put you into a dead box. He won't flush you in the toilet. He said, no man, he's a child, let's leave it, class. So we aren't going to hurt Mawlana. We're going for his blessings, his barakat. But look at the mind. See, magnanimity, the purity, the goodness of the mind. Then why won't they be mujaddidin? Why won't they be revivalists? That work is carrying on for 100 years now. Approximately 1920 it started, and now it's 2023. So that thing is running and running strong. And nobody can stop that thing. The way it's right. You try, all of us try, you can't do it. You die, nothing will carry on. That's Allah's work. You can't stop it. But now you look at the magnanimity of the person, the dynamism in him, the purity, the goodness, I think he's just moving. So anyway, in the dhikri salihin, tanzilu ar-rahma. You talk about the pious, you get fired up. It's a fire, this doesn't it fire you up? Allah, give us that fire, give us that nur, that light. See, talk about these people here, their style, their ways, their temperament, how they conducted themselves in the face of situations. So much of muhabbat, so much of understanding. Now, both of them are in Tanabur. So, Allah, Tami Sahib Rahman had a lot of composure, and he had to maintain a composure. Because he's writing kitab all the time. If his mind is scattered all over the place, could he been able to write kitabs? He had to be very composed, choice of words, presentation, how to put it across, capture the whole problem, and then find a solution. So his mind had to be very orderly. So if you are very, very composed, right, then you can write also in a composed manner. If your mind is all over the place, here, there, everywhere, then you can't write. Mawlana says, see, I will stand up for these two Buzurghanadin, and he's standing in the Khanqa, and my standing will be a substitute for all of you. Now everybody stands up, then there's a little bit of a disarray. One person stands up, there's control, there's composure, there's order. Anyway, Mulana asked them to sit in his place. So they sat. Mulana understands who he's talking to. So they sat. For a moment there was some silence. Both are respecting each other. But now Mulana is the host. And the host's duty is رَحِبُوا بِالدَّاخِلِ فَإِنَّ لِلدَّاخِلِ وَحْشَةً. One is coming now, make it look nice for him. Welcome, how are you? Kem show, hara show, all that. Marhaba. So make it comfortable for the person. So Mulana broke the silence and he says, I came to Raipur, but I didn't see you there. He's talking to Hazrat Mulana Raipuri, junior now. Senior has passed on, Mulana Abdul Rahim Sahib, and this is now junior, Mulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, Raipuri Rahmatullahi. So Mulana Raipuri says, Rahmatullah Ali, maybe you remember that there was a youngster that was serving the mihman, washing the hands, etc., etc. Yeah, I remember one Punjabi. He had a waistcoat with a half sleeve waistcoat. You know the way in India, kurta long sleeves, but the waistcoat is half sleeve. Right? Like how our waistcoats are sleeveless. Right? So I remember one Punjabi. He said, yeah, where would you ever be able to remember me then? I was nothing. And I'm nothing. Who will remember me? So I was there. So I was very, very impressed with the answer. And he said, har ke khidmat kunad makhdoom shuan. One that does khidmat, Allah makes it such that people will make khidmat for him at some point. See this. Now we want to shoot straight away. What we want to do, we saw that Buzrug in the latter part of his life, all khidmat was done, someone is massaging, someone is oiling, someone is getting this, that, whatever. So we saw the Buzrug at that point of his life. So now suddenly we come in the first turn, where the khidmat is coming now. But you see the beginning. You saw the beginning, then you're moving right. But you saw the ending, that you go off just now. Don't look at the ending, look at the beginning. All the khidmat is done for him and this and that, and I got no show here. But leave the show business. See the beginning, what difficulty they went through. So Khamis Abraham says, yes. Ek dafa meri haziri hui, I came to Raipur once, lekin phir jane ki himmat nahi hui. I came once to Raipur, but I didn't have the heart to come back. Kya baat pesh aayi? What happened that you didn't have the heart to come back to Raipur? He says, what happened was, I went when Almod Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi passed on. And I'm looking now, who are the elders now? Well, Gangohi is gone, Rahmatullah Alayhi. And I thought there were two, three great personalities, Shaykhuddin, Azmawar Sahanpuri Sahib, and Azmawar Raipuri Sahib. So I said, now these are the representatives, the deputies of Azmawar Gangohi Rahmatullahi. Let me go and spend some time with them. So I came here. All the khidmat was done, the beef feeding was done, and then making arrangements for us to sleep. So they showed me my bed, I lied down. Then about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm noticing someone patrolling, you know, on a big stick, and he's patrolling. Now Raipur is like a very, very, it's very backward, extreme village, right? Total village. No, hardly any village, nothing is there. Just bush. So, Mulana says, I got up and I'm looking carefully. I see it is Mulana Raipuri Sahib Rahmatullahi, Mulana Abdul Rahim Sahib Raipuri Senior. I saw him. I jumped up with the shock. I heard, "Ye kya baat hai? Showing you how his akabir lived. That the ikhtilaf and all that. But how they lived, their respect, their muhabbat. All, they didn't compromise in that. They kept their differences. They remained firm in that. But as far as the muhabbat, understanding, respect, that they didn't lose. Absolutely, it wasn't. So, I felt that you got some grounds for your ikhtilaf. And you also feel I've got grounds for my ikhtilaf. But if there's absolutely no grounds for the ikhtilaf, then it's a different case. then the whole approach will be different. Are you shaving off your beard? And you say, no, I've got grounds to shave off my beard. Then there's no common platform for us then. Because the wrong, you are taking it to be right. So can we discuss, can we have what is wrong, what is haram, and you're considering it to be right, how can we join up? So, what time is up? What is this? 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 I remember in our old house reunion, you know, so it was more like a farm town at the time. So if you get up at about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you go into the veranda, you can see the main street. The main street, someone is going, and they're singing and going loudly, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. Now you'll get that. I could register that because I saw this, saw it here. So now to break the loneliness, you sing loudly. So he said, now, yeah, they'll shout loudly and they'll talk and all that. And they may just disrupt your sleep. So I just want you to have an enjoyable sleep. In the meanwhile, Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah is treating him as his senior. And the senior is staying up the whole night to see that the man's sleep is right. So phir meri to himmat nahi. Then I didn't have the heart now. Say, hey, this man, you show me that respect now. How can I carry on there? Anyway, all that ended up. Now, it was the time now for them to leave. For all to get up, maybe it was namaz time, whatever. I mean, it's namaz time, and Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi Sahib is wanting to get up. So his age now, maybe nearly 79, 80, somewhere there. So he's got a little bit of struggle to get up. So Hazrat Mawlana Rai Puri Sahib Rahmatullahi put his hand in the shoulder and supported him. Now look at these people, you know, every line of this really is a lesson. Every line of this is a lesson. So, Mawlana Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah says, Waha par bhi yaad rakhna. You're so considerate to me here, then in the hereafter also, please show some consideration. I say every line of this, every word of this is deep in sincerity. Every line of this is in hadith, is in Quran. That's what I said at the beginning. There's sound in Quran, sound in hadith, sound in fiqh, right? Now this is a different person. Sound in all these things here. So it isn't such that he knows something and he doesn't know the other. So his decisions will be very, very well balanced. See, so waha par bhi yaad rakhna. He doesn't feel himself, you know, I am independent now, I'm such a big buzurug now, and the whole world needs me. Here, Mawlana Rai Puri Sahib Rahmatullah is his junior. His sheikh is showing more time and respect. But here, when Mawlana is about himself, he says, waha par bhi yaad rakhna. Think of me then, when you've reached there, think of me there as well. But you see the respect, the muhabbat, the understanding. So why won't they be, these people, why won't they be sticking like glue? Why won't they be bonding so well? Why won't they be loving so well? Right? And will they be like broken down, split ups, showing malicious, etc.? Oh, they can't be. Their hearts were together. It was just some masail that they had differences of opinion, masail which had some strong basis. At the end they would say, what I'm doing, I can't say that I'm receiving wahi from Allah Ta'ala, I have to be on the right. He could be right. I could be right, he could be right. But from what I have studied, I found this to be the right. I can't leave this.